All right. In episode 225, we have South Lake Tahoe released. Spark Tycoon raffle winners will be announced. 17 winners live on this show today. And giveaways from... God dang it, you got me already with those toes.
He called it Lake Toho. Let's go.
Oh, Lake Toho. Oh, Jesus. Anyway, Genesis Week's coming. So much more, and hopefully no more toe shenanigans. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this episode.
The August Podcast with the property expert. If it's happening in Upland, it's the place you want to check first. With your host too stupid to win and thank me later. Bringing a strategy, news, and cool charts with all the data. This is Upland, where the metaverse goes down. Genesis, San Fran, Rio, and all around. Don't miss a week, you never know what they'll say next. It's the Upland Property Experts, baby, UPX.
Welcome to episode 225, fellow Uplanders. I'm your co-host, Too Stupid to Win, and as always, joined by Thank Me Later. How we doing, brother?
What up? We got some people. I don't. Kuronoko, that name sounds familiar.
Yeah, we got some people hanging out because they want to win those wonderful Spark Tycoon prizes.
Spark Tycoon. I can't. I was going to use derogatory term. I'm a Spark Tycoon. Derogatory term, if I'm being honest. Actually, that reminds me, I need to go collect my stuff. I need to go build some. Now I got distracted. I got my Spark Tycoon tab open. All right. Roman. Hossi. I like people, they're getting here early. Oh, wait. Yeah. Zoomies was from 4 o'clock this afternoon.
I'm Redbeard.
You're Redbeard?
No, the comment from I'm Redbeard.
Where's I'm Redbeard?
Right there. Definitely forgot I was waiting in here, and that song gave me a solid startle.
Nice. Yes. Oh wait, I saw my girl Zilla. Zilla, you gonna be at Genesis Week? What up? What up, girl?
I need some Miracle-Gro hair stuff like Rodrigo just busted out. He's got these dreads all of a sudden. Last week he was bald, and this week he's got some dreads flowing in the back.
Oh, my God. You're all booked? Hey, girl, let's go.
Man, flights are expensive right now, absolutely ridiculous, and nobody's flying nonstop at the moment. So hopefully that changes in the next month or two.
Well, maybe if you weren't in a terrible city.
Facts. I can't. If you can't fly round trip to Vegas, cheaply,
it tells you
something.
That tells you how janky your city is. The number of round trip, direct flights per day to Vegas, decides how janky your city is. If it's zero, you're in a sketchy ass city.
No, usually the janky cities and the sketchy cities has a lot of direct flights to Las Vegas because they just want to get out of their jankiness. But if you have very few, that means you got a lot going on.
No, incorrect.
Oh, why would you want to get out of there so quickly to Vegas if you got everything popping?
No, because it's in and out quick. You just need to go. You need to go check that concert. You need to hit the slots, and then you need to be back. If you're in a janky city, you're like, I need to get out so bad, I'll do a layover in Cincinnati. You need to get out of your city that you're willing to do a layover to Vegas. Good cities are like, dude, you get me direct or I'm not going. I don't need to be in Vegas that bad. You're in Cleveland, you're like, bro, I'll go Atlanta, Chicago, then Vegas if I have to. Whatever I need to do, get me to Vegas.
One of the flights is to LAX. You're going to fly past Vegas to LAX and catch a plane from LAX to Vegas.
Yeah. You're going to fly over. You're like, just parachute me out here.
Right. I've jumped out of planes before. I'll just give me a chute and I'll figure it out. There's plenty of landing room.
Charlotte. Dang.
Yeah. But no, I
had... You should have just came to DFW. Could have hung out with me. And then we could go to Vegas together.
That might be one of them because DFW is one of the layover spots. Also, there was one to Phoenix. I'm like, you just went south of Vegas. pretty much, you know, just fly, just change the trajectory just a little bit and you'll hit Vegas instead of Phoenix. Come on.
That's so funny.
I'll figure it out, but I'll be there. Absolutely.
I think I'm going to go like Wednesday to Sunday. Zilla, what are you doing? Wednesday. I think Wednesday to Sunday. I like Wednesday to Sunday.
I'm Wednesday to Saturday.
That's fair. Sunday is usually like the recover from the shenanigans because we get we get wild. Friday, Saturday is usually pretty insane for our group.
Yeah. Unfortunately,
Sunday to Sunday.
Woo!
Damn, girl, you going hard?
Yeah.
No. We were there too long last year, right? I think we said that. No. I don't think I remember half the time I was there, so I couldn't have said that.
Yeah. Now, with the family situation and everything, it's just hard to leave any longer than Wednesday to...
Yeah, we get it. You have a loving family waiting for you back home. Must be nice. Some of us just need to go to escape for a little bit. All right, bro? Calm down. Oh, James. James Taylor, I misread that. I thought you said Tuesday to Sunday. Anyway.
No.
Yeah. Oh, we went to a zombie burlesque last year. That was wild.
Yeah.
Are you bringing snail? Oh, I don't know. You don't bring sand to the beach.
Your roommate.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know who she's talking about.
All right, just making sure.
My statement stands. You don't bring sand to the beach.
Gotcha. Oh.
Yeah. If I see feet at Genesis Week, they're going to literally call it Genesis Feet by the time we're done.
No.
Yeah.
No Genesis Feet.
What color should I paint my toenails for Genesis Week? That's what we need to
know. No, we don't need to know that. We don't need to see the toes.
Maybe I'll get little llamas painted on my toes.
Go for it. I don't understand this toe thing.
Oh, like I could get the little like stars that are over the properties. So like the founded in 2019 little red badge thing. Toe merch table. Yes.
Oh, you go ahead and do that. Do the toe merch table. So since we are talking about it, might as well just get right to the slide of Genesis Week 2024.
That's all I want to talk about this week is Genesis Week. That's all I want to talk about for the next 3 months. It's only 3 months away.
Yes.
You got pretty three
much
months.
3 months from today.
Dude, I don't know. Just saying.
And if you didn't know, June 6th and 7th in Las Vegas.
Woo, daddy. Sahara. I called that. I was like, there's no way they're not doing it essentially the same thing.
Yeah, I don't think anybody disagrees.
Jogging, right? Start doing your lines of creatine, boys. Now, gotta get for the pool.
That's something we got to find out too. Hopefully, Upland does ask us back to do the show from Vegas from the studio.
You like stole so much from their office last year.
That was you, dude. Now you're gonna have them checking the office like we actually took stuff. They're like, I knew it was those two.
I know. I think they fired an intern. They were like, I think that intern's stealing from the office. Like, oh. You should get feet corsets. I think those are just called shoes, bro. I don't know. Dude, socks? Stockings? Like... feet corsets?
Tell much information.
I'm not gonna lie. I kind of like the idea of that though.
Got toes.
What?
Oh, did you see that high school that did the fundraiser where they licked peanut butter off of people's toes and they raised $153,000?
And now absolutely not.
And now the school's being investigated for it.
Yeah, they should be.
At Chris 1,000%. Hansen
should be showing up. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
You raised $153,000 and found the 200 predators in your area. Like, what? Whose toes you, like, Children's toes?
Yeah, it was students, high school students, licking other students' toes and people's toes. It was in the news, man. What rock have you been under?
I figured you'd be all over it
with your toes. Like you got the Absolutely you got the toe newsletter not. Coming in each week where you know
my what's, newsletter what's has toes. No, I have age restrictions. I do not get toe information about anybody underage. That is a fact. So no, that would have been filtered out by my filter for
it,
sure.
It was on the major news networks.
Who watches major news networks?
It was on major news websites too.
I haven't been to a major news website since 1997.
And the minor news and the off news. It was there. You're just under a rock.
Yeah, probably. I hate news. I didn't even know until I saw a meme today first of all, that there was a presidential election this year and that apparently, is it actually Trump and Joe Biden again?
That's what it's looking like.
What? Like, how did that happen? Jesus, country, get it together. Like,
I have no idea.
Like, I was like, this is a joke, right? Like, neither of these people. Anyway, holy cow, y'all. And then I go, that's why I don't watch the news. Early bird, I can't wait. I'm getting the early bird. Boop, boop, boop.
I really like the Block Explorers.
Yeah.
And I don't think the early bird has sold out yet. So definitely if you get the early bird, you'll get that Block Explorer.
So bling. Also, can we agree that they're obviously teasing that like Sparklet is going to be their big thing?
No, not at all.
I don't know if you're, no, you tried too hard to straight face that. Yeah. Oh, early bird is all sold out officially. Get it. Dang, nice. That's big. Yeah. That's what? 2 days?
Probably.
How many were there? Like 40, though?
I don't know what the number was this year. Do you know, MetaVenturist, what the number was early bird this year? General admission, you get the...
Why'd you put on Shaq?
Shaq put herself on.
Shaq! Jeez.
Shaq just pops in and out, you know.
That's so funny.
75 early bird.
I like that she surprised herself. That was my favorite part of that whole thing. I was like, dang, dude, you're going to put Shaq on? You're like, that wasn't me. That was her. And then her face was like, oh! Anyway, need more Shaq, right?
Yeah.
We gained 42 followers as soon as she's done.
MetaVenturist, that's what we need to do. We need to coordinate the next More Cheese and Goldsmith co-hosting the show. Those are always fun. It's been a minute. We're into...
Where's Cheese?
Dude, you need to be in bed. Like, what are you doing?
It's only 9:30. Chill. Where's also... Bobby? This snack break brought to you by Quest Protein. These spicy, sweet chili protein chips are banging. They're so good. Don't encourage them. If you put them on TV, what lesson does this teach? You're like, go to bed. But also, here, now you're a minor celebrity.
Yeah, he's been fighting bedtime. That's been the new challenge for the week is he doesn't like bedtime.
How old are you?
How old are you, Maddox? You're good.
13? You're good?
Yeah. Why aren't we going to bed?
Because I don't like bed.
Why don't you like bed?
Because I don't like bed.
Why?
Because.
He's got stuff to do. He's like, I got stuff to do.
You going to party all night? All right, time to go to bed. Yeah. All right.
Oh, my gosh. He's too stupid, too. Man, you're just pandering to all of the audience. You're
absolutely.
Like, here's a little Jack. Here's a little kiddo.
Yeah.
Cheese, we were just talking about you.
Absolutely. Cheese, we got to coordinate when you and Goldie are coming on to co-host again. And the Trifecta Block Explorer. Back to Genesis Week. Back to the important stuff. The Trifecta Block Explorer for those who have attended 3 consecutive Genesis Weeks.
So are you getting one? And I mean, technically you showed up. Did you get?
I do.
Did you get the tier two badge?
I did get the tier two badge, so I am counting. Okay. So I'll get the trifecta block explorer.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so super excited for that. And
how many people you think are going to go this year? Do we get attendance numbers for last year?
We did not, but I think they cap out at like 250 or 300.
That low?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to see 500 there this year. What do you think? Think we can have 500?
That would be awesome.
That doesn't seem like that many.
No. But I think that would be, it'd be really fun. And then it's always fun being there, getting to meet the people that you've chatted with in game on Discord and all that. And just hanging out, talking up land, playing craps or blackjack or getting choked out by ninjas.
What am I eating? I'm eating protein chips by Quest. Spicy sweet chili. They're delicious. I was real hungry. I said, not the munchies. Oh, dude. I will definitely go to Meow Wolf. So there's a Meow Wolf now in DFW that's like right down the street from me. And it is so cool. And I'm all about that Meow Wolf life now. So 100% count me in on that.
Is that where people dress up like cats?
No. It's an interactive art display.
Oh, okay. Okay. Let's see. Hold on. I got to get rid of a 3-year-old. Got to get rid of a 3-year-old.
Omega Mart Thursday? No, Thursday is one of the days.
Yes.
I know. Well, you asked us at the day of on our way. We were had to go. We were literally on our way to the Upland offices to do our recording. So that's not at all what I said. It didn't exist when I was. No.
All right, stop it. Calm down. All right, we got a show to do.
I thought you were going to put your demon to bed.
I text my wife and said, hey, just letting
you. You texted your wife?
I did.
You phoned a friend?
I phoned a friend.
You did not tell me before I was in Vegas. You shut your mouth.
I phoned a friend.
I didn't even know you. So if you could meet. If you could meet one Upland person that you haven't met yet at Genesis Week, who would it be and why?
I'd go with Kent just to watch you rage out.
Oh my God, that's a good one.
Mm. I still never fully understood your issue with Kent, but it's just funny. So I'd really like to meet Kenny and hang out. No, actually the person that I haven't met, ooh, I'm torn. It's between Choina and Sturz.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Like from people that I've talked to a lot early on in the game.
E-Tech's a good one.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't mind Tosshead.
Yep.
Zoe? Wait, didn't we meet Zoe last year? Zoe was there last year.
Yeah. So
I thought.
So if we went old school, it would either be Sturz or Choina, but I'd do Kent just to trigger you to watch you just kind of spin up.
Oh, what about if we could get Mr. Monopoly back in?
Ooh, yeah.
No, my person easy. That's big A.
Capitalist.
Just because I would be trying to sell. I know I wasn't even going to say. big A. Just because I'd be sitting there trying to sell him some stuff. No. Yeah, you're right. She did not. Who was I? I was thinking of. I just spaced on who I was thinking of. Anyway. Never mind.
All right. So besides Big A, who else would you
like? I was like, I've seen Zoe, even then I remember. Anyway. What?
Besides Big A, who would your person be?
Zoe. Now that I remember why I remember. Zoe. No.
We already met you at the agency, and hopefully you can make it to Vegas and we get to see you again, brother.
Yeah, no, people that I haven't met, yeah. Choino would definitely be up there, and Sturs. But, yeah.
Or Brett Gerber. But
Zoe, anyway.
Yeah, I could go with some of the old school names for a while. Or actually meet June-June and meet June-June in person. Or his brother.
Anyway. All right. I kid. I like. We came around. I had beef with June-June and his. Who the heck? What's his brother? Z Hidalgo. I don't remember why. I do remember, like, back in the day, there was some beef for some reason. I don't remember it now.
Water under the bridge.
Definitely water under the bridge. June-June's super cool.
Yeah. Now, when Stas shows up backstage again on video, we'll get him. Oh, there he is. He was just hanging out. All right. We did wait. We got the people waiting for a little bit.
Nice. I like that. Toe stupid. Totally. Swirly.
Thanks, Swirly. All yes. Right. Let's get Stosh on from Spark Tycoon and talk about the raffle that happened this past week.
Let's do it.
What's up, Stosh?
Not much. How's everybody?
Great.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So were you satisfied with how the raffle went? Your first raffle there with Spark Tycoon?
Yeah, I can't complain. I put out an announcement earlier. We had 532 users, 23,000 raffle tickets sold, and we burned almost 60,000 different resources.
Wow!
So I think it turned out pretty good.
What did it do to the market?
I'm sorry?
What did it do to your market?
Not as much as I was hoping. I mean, it definitely took some stuff off the market, but I don't think we had as much participation as I was hoping. However, this was the first raffle. It seems like a lot of people maybe didn't get the word. And as we do the next one, maybe next week, we'll try to market it a little bit better and get more people involved.
Yeah, yeah, I think if it was more market and like, was it on the actual homepage?
Yes.
So it was under the Spark Tycoon drop down menu. It didn't make it to the homepage.
Oh, which, raffles. I see now.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Oh, dang. Yeah.
All right. What do you want to raffle off there first?
So we'll start at the top of the list, which would be the Series T. And the reason I want to start with that one is I want to give everybody a fair chance to have an opportunity to win the vehicle. Because once you win a prize, you're not going to be able to win anything else. So I think that's probably a great place to start, give everybody a fair chance, and then just work down the list. That's cool.
Sounds good. So we'll share screen. We got this nice, simple, random number generator. We have 23,182 total picks in there. And yep. We'll go ahead and.
Ooh.
Yeah. So
whoever. Oh, dang. What a lucky number.
17,707 is the lucky winner.
17,000.
Aaron said it took him a few times to try to figure out how to buy tickets.
17,707.
More cheese wants you to say the vehicle again. I don't know if she liked it or wanted to make fun of you for it.
Yeah, it's the 2023 Motors or MV Motors Series T. I don't know if I say it funny. I don't know.
I don't know.
It sounded normal to me.
Market doesn't really matter currently until you get more developed and more L3. But after people get the prize, I think it might help.
All right. So 17,707.
I need you to say the word vehicle.
Oh, vehicle.
Instead of vehicle,
it looks like a Mori Moon. See if I can get this.
A Mori Moon.
You have the spreadsheet up, too stupid. You want to make sure I got these.
I'm verifying with you. 17,707 is
row 423.
Yep, I agree. 423. A Mori Moon wins the car.
All right. Congrats.
Yeah, well, they're checking spreadsheets anyway. Hey, is that you? Aaron N. And you were just talking smack, Aaron. How dare you? Well, no, it's a good thing you did figure out how to submit tickets, because you look like you are the truck winner. Congratulations.
All right.
All right. The next... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, ready for the next one?
Yep, next one's going to be the Giddy Biscuit go-kart.
14,766.
All right.
And that's going to be Michelle 82.
Boom, and here we go. So that way you know.
If you want to verify that, Stosh.
Yep, nope, that's it. I'll go throw that in the chat here.
Oh, look at this, the link. This is what it was for. Giddy Biscuit.
And I do like how you had this set up. You had the links to what was actually being raffled so people could check, they could look at it, and know it was there.
Yep. Yeah, that was a requirement for us to do the raffle, is that we needed everything in our possession prior. Some weird regulation that's out there. But we did it, and we're here. So... All right, looks like the next item is going to be the Phantom Cart.
Ooh, the D-Tech Phantom Cart.
Oh, I got one. I got 111.
12728.
Yeah, like 728. We are going for the Phantom Cart. Da-da-da. Oh, this D-Tech Phantom Cart is so sploosh.
311, Alex 0173. Is that right?
Yeah, Alex OL 73. That's correct.
Cool.
Congratulations there, Alex.
What up, Obi-Wan?
All right. Next item on the list is the Ninja Training Bag.
Got the Ninja Training Bag. 1852. Going back to some lower numbers.
Oh, 1852.
Yeah, 1852.
The other 18.
There it is. Mint 20. That is super cool. Oh, and that's what they were saying. It's got the speed bag. Big bag. Hyde Park Ninja rep.
1852 is row 47. Dom J.I.U.
That's correct.
Dom J.I.U., congratulations on your Mint 20.
All right, next item. We have the Hello Ride Merry-Go-Round. It's quite the name there. It reminds me of your popsicle you got there.
Oh, yeah. 4235.
Ooh, 74, mint 74.
Ooh.
I got row 106, King Cody.
That's right. King Cody, congratulations.
Cody, congratulations.
Sorry. Next item is the helicopter landing pad. I will warn you, this item is almost like the size of a... apartment building, so you need a fairly large property to put
it's
this
bigger
on.
Than an apartment building.
This thing's huge.
It's like four apartment buildings.
It's a 40 by 40 square, so if you have issues with that, we'll figure something out. So all right, you go ahead and spin.
All right, 2270.
All right,
good luck, 2270, finding a spot to put a helicopter
building. Yep. Looks like row 59, Arcat.
Arcat.
Arcat! Hold on, I think I actually have one of these. Somewhere.
All right.
Keep moving down the line here. We got a wearable, a witch.
Witch? A sandwich?
The Halloween Monsters witch. Outfit?
18,610.
All right, 18,610. Looks like row 441. Tekken Master.
That's right.
Techno Master. I don't
know. Oh, dang, this is cool. 10 of 80. This looks like Matrix meets like Dracula.
All right. And the next one up is the Apex Speedway Fence. Now these are actually pretty cool. If you have a property on a racetrack, these are fantastic. They look great on the map.
Yeah, the BAMTEC did a nice job coming up with that concept and getting those made. 13,345.
Well, there's three of these, right? Or are you doing? Or do they get all three of them?
No, they get. We're doing one at a time.
Okay.
So 13,345 is row 327. PJY 5,000.
That's correct.
PJY. Woo. There it is. Look at that.
All right. Let's do the next one.
Next one. 10,733.
Yeah, wait until I put it back on screen.
Oh, sorry.
I like to see the numbers go.
Sorry. Oh, so close.
10,733.
Yep. 10,733, line
264. Yep. Raffaro. Congratulations. And the final one.
Well, the last of the three, not the final.
Yeah.
Yeah, the last
three. The whole army of snowmen.
There's an army of snowmen. They look really kind of cool lined up.
Yeah.
7699.
Gotcha. 7699.
And shout out to the contributors, eh? We got MWAGA Investments pitching in the biscuit cart and the phantom cart. Hyde Park Ninjas with the bag. Teal Deal with the merry-go-round and helipad. Listen to Your Talents with the witch. Apex Map Assets with those fences. And last up, we have... Oh, no, there's more. Next up, we have these fantastic snowmen, which look a little dirty. I think these snowmen were made in Cleveland, if I'm being honest. This looks like some Cleveland... This is some Cleveland snow.
So... Meepers was the last winner.
Correct. Row 193, Meepers.
Yep. All right.
How do you know what numbers you are? You don't.
Going for Dirty Snowman.
Dirty Snowman in red.
6, 7, 8, 2.
In red. They're actually kind of cool looking.
Looks like row 175, Ram 2024.
Correct. Congratulations, yep. Ram.
Well, I mean, it's a low mint, too. 12 of 25,000. Look at this. It is pretty cool. But that is some dirty snow. That's some Cleveland snow for sure.
They look really cool on the map when they're. I've got them all lined up in order. They look kind of cool. I dig it.
All right. Next one. 48, 49.
Look at that. Row 128, Juan Drake.
Congratulations, Juan Drake.
Orange, also mint 12, I suppose. Red, orange, slight difference.
Now we've got a yellow one.
The scarf is yellow, not the snow. Let's be very clear.
No yellow snow here.
No.
Tastes like lemon.
That's some Tennessee snow. Oh, this one actually has like a little like pattern on it.
Sorry, you were still discussing it. Sorry.
Oh, no. Go ahead. No, spin it, and then I'll just because. Anyway.
14,780.
Is going to win this yellow one with what looks like skates, like a skate design.
Looks like row 364.
Correct. Athex.
Yep. Athex. All right.
I like the little buttons too. BAMTEC in the house. What up, BAMTEC?
All right. On to the green one.
Green. Do they all have? Have I just not noticed that they all have
40-48.
Timo, what up, Timo?
Let me just see that.
Timo? Probably Timo. Tameo? Could be Tameo.
Bro, 102. I don't know how to pronounce this. I'm just going to put it in the chat because I'm going to butcher it.
So there's some sort of detail on it. Also, how are you going to have a green snowman but with blue buttons? Y'all, come on now.
I don't know. You better get a hold of Santa and tell him what's up. Santa.
Unreal. All
right, now the blue one.
Would you have extra blue buttons? How does that even happen in a fake digital world? Is there a green button scarcity I don't know about?
Maybe. All right. 22,536.
They're getting the full blue. Oh, yeah, this one it's got a different design on it. Oh, I like that. I couldn't tell what the other ones were. This one's got like snowflakes. I think the green one might have had like trees on it, which is cool.
Looking like row 520?
I agree.
How would you say that?
Spyreek.
Spyreek. Got it. Congrats.
Congrats on your all blue. Oh, you know what? Santa's Workshop, Detroit. That's why the snow is that color.
It was in Cleveland.
I'm sorry, Cleveland. I take it back. That's Detroit snow. That is definitely some Detroit. That's like they made this out of the snow that compiled in all the potholes throughout Michigan. And then that's what this is. 100%.
All right. Now we got the purple one.
The purple one. 18,730. Sorry.
18,730.
Purple one looks cool. I'm liking this purple. Let's see. I like the like weird glow. It kind of looks like black light. I don't know what the pattern on it is, but they definitely all have like some sort of pattern, which is cool.
Bro, 443, Gari.
Now, are these numbers published somewhere as well?
They are. Yeah, so I put it out announcement probably an hour before the show started that had all the users. This spreadsheet that we're checking has all the users, their EOS ID, how many tickets they bought, and then the ticket number range that they have.
Very cool. Yeah. There you go. Right, New York snow is yellow.
All right. Now we're done with the snowmen.
Chicago snow is red from all the merch. Jesus. What color is your city snow and why? Put it in the comments.
It doesn't snow where I'm at. All right. Now we're on to the bronze outdoor bin.
Oh. Yeah. All right.
From Haim Chief.
5188
by Ham. These were donated by Ham Cheese.
Yep.
Is that ham related to more cheese?
Ham and cheese.
5188 would be line 138.
Correct.
Yeah.
Bronze outdoor bin.
We got Zale 369. Congrats. And then the Dark Street Curvy Lamp, also by Haim Cheese.
Odom, let me put up the numbers.
Just go on, click the bomb bar. 10,986.
Dark Curvy Street Lamp.
10,986 would be row 271, Wolf Warner.
Congrats, Wolf.
Wolf Warner, there you go.
Yeah, congrats to everybody who had an opportunity to win an item. If not, we will do this again. I think we'll probably start it around the same time we did the last one and let it run for a week. I promise we'll attempt to do a better marketing job so there's more people that participate. And to everyone who took the time to donate items and work with me before the show, I want to thank you guys for facilitating and having me on here to do this. It's been been great. It's been a fun week. So
honestly, my suggestion, Stosh, would be that you do it monthly and you run it for a month, and let people donate, because like if I earn stuff for a month, then maybe at the end I'm like, oh, I'll put in a couple tickets, and then people can donate as well through that time. I like this. So like those who donated, also please support these vendors. So if you liked participating in this, the way to ensure that more people donate and that you continue to do it, go support these. Go buy something from one of these fantastic vendors. There's a lot of cool items. This is a great way to kind of see a sampling of what they have. And you've done a great job of putting, you know, their shops in easy to find places. Definitely highly recommend doing that. And like I said, I would honestly run it every month, because I bet you get vendors, you know, this is great. I'm sure it takes a lot of effort to run it for a week. So having it run for a month might give people more time to get involved. And then also, you know, it's like advertising for all these shops too, which I would imagine Spooky Dookies would be down to donate some to get their fantastic.
Spooky Dookies moment. Just fell through and didn't get them the material in time. So
Spooky Dookie dropping it in the toilet.
Absolutely. Now, Stosh, I like that you ran it for a week, and I did announce it on our Twitter. I could have done more to remind. I could have promoted it a little more. But, yeah, I like it. I like it for a week. But
you like it for a week? I want it for a month. Because I want it every month. I just want it, like, I just want the monthly raffle. You can donate, get it up here, and then have a monthly raffle, buy the tickets, and then it's just, like, a constant. That way it's an easy thing. If I have some extra resources, I get a good deal on resources. Maybe I go and put a buy order in for 15 UPEX for a bunch of resources, because then I'm going to raffle them all off, use them for raffling. I don't know. Well, weekly is a lot of work.
Yeah, there was a good bit of work that went behind it.
You do it for a week once a month, and it's good.
Yeah, I like the short time frame, because it has the opportunity to drive demand for that week on the market itself. So that's kind of what I was thinking. Maybe I'll put out a poll and, you know, maybe 2 weeks. You know, I think running it for a month might be too long.
I think 2 weeks, you lose both benefits. Either month long, so it's always available and it's just a constant burn opportunity, or 1 week and get those if you're looking to kind of spike, like minor spikes, like have those, those kind of intense weeks. James Taylor says short time. Yeah, let us know in the comments, and we'll get a survey out there. Maybe we'll put it on 1 week each month. Yeah, okay.
And then the other question, you know, we cap the tickets at 100. Do you guys think that's fair? Should we raise it? I don't want to lower it less than 100. Yeah. So the max ticket users could buy would be 100.
What is this, communist Russia? The thing is, if you can only win one prize and you do it where best prize first.
Right.
I don't know. Swirly says, I'm with TML full month. Weekly during seasons. Weekly is too much. It definitely can't be more than once a month. The question is, do you keep it open for the entire month or just do tickets for 1 week? Also, I don't know why you'd cap the tickets. Let them buy as many if they can only win one thing. If it's not like you can't buy a billion tickets and then win all of it, that would be unfair. But if I buy a bunch of tickets because I really want to try and win that truck, and then if I don't win the truck, I'm going to win the cart. And if I don't win that cart, I get the next cart.
Okay. Well, lessons learned.
Once per season. That could be interesting, but
what's a season run? Every other month?
6 weeks.
With a couple weeks.
6 weeks on, and how long?
Yeah, so there's only, what, six seasons?
Six seasons.
So it's like once every 2 months.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'll put a poll out. I'll play around with some numbers and try to figure out a good schedule that we think will work. So.
Yeah, but again, go support the people who supported the process, and I'm sure how do people get in contact with you if they want to donate to the next exchange raffle?
The best way to get a hold of me is through Discord. Whether you ping me in our group chat or you send me a direct message.
There you go. Find a mic. Also, have you come up with a name for your thing yet?
Nope. Use hyphen X is kind of where we're at still.
Hold on.
Did I miss something?
No, I got about Ty Coin.
Ooh, that's actually pretty good.
I know, right?
Dang. I know. Oh, man. I've been slipping over here.
Oh, I know. Ty Coin. I was like, ooh.
That's actually pretty good. Ooh. So we're meeting with an attorney next Thursday to go over all the legalities of what we can and can't do with it. So we can hopefully from that meeting start pushing the envelope in the right direction and stay within the U.S. laws on it. So we're kind of excited.
That's awesome.
Yeah. How did use me not win?
I mean, it's good, but, you know, we got to keep it family-centric.
Ty Coin.
I do like Ty Coin. That's pretty good.
I know. And then, again, I was also thinking like TY Coin, like Thank You Coin, there's so many possibilities.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm going to have to look that up and see if someone's already claimed it.
I know. You can thank me later.
Yeah, I will. Thanks. Cool.
Greg says he digs Ty Coin. It's a done deal.
Oh. Yeah, I think it's a done deal. I need to talk to the powers that be, but that's actually really good.
You heard it here first.
Yep.
Oh, it's already taken.
Is it?
Is it really?
I don't know. You got way too excited. I had to troll it.
BamTech says, thanks for putting on a raffle. It is a lot of work. If you have not done these raffles, coordinating all these things, and I mean, this isn't even a simple raffle. I mean, Stosh had to do the programming. I like Stosh Coin. And get the website set up and all these little things. I mean, this would have been a tremendous effort for this. So huge, you know, shout out to that team for doing it.
Yeah. And thanks for partnering with us and using our platform to host the prize drawing. So we really appreciate that too. Always enjoy working with the Spark Exchange and what you got going on with Spark Tycoon.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. I always enjoy being here. You guys have a great platform going, and I'm sure you're going to see a lot more of me, or hopefully you'll have me a lot more. So one variation of that.
Yeah. No, and we would love if there's ever like, and we can even set this up separately of like, if you want to demo new functionality of the game, we can partner to do some walkthroughs. I'm officially addicted to Spark Tycoon. I absolutely love it. I love the Spark Tycoon. I love the exchange. I'm working on my fingerprint badge. All right. I'm all about it.
How close are you getting that done?
I honestly have no idea because I don't think it gets tracked in the freaking game. So I'm just buying until you buy more resources. I know, right? No, I got enough. I got my nodes pumping. Although I probably need to build some more now.
We'll get on it. What are you waiting for?
Tower defense game for Spark Tycoon.
Actually, it's funny you bring that up. I've been talking to Ryan's block, and I put a message in our general chat for his latest video, and he has a fantastic idea. We've been talking behind the scenes, so I don't want to steal too much of his thunder, but he's been looking for developers and is working towards making a tower defense type farm game. It's actually pretty cool. So if you have a minute, either go to his YouTube channel or go to our general chat and find that message there. I'll try to put it in a better place or pin it or something for you guys. Yeah, but go ahead. He has a really good idea.
Love that. Let's go. Yeah,
absolutely. So thanks so much, Stosh, and we will talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too. Thanks, buddy. All right. Let's see here. What's next? Oh, look it. Let's go through. Now, we did have some issues of not being able to pull all the data for total sales in February, having issues getting Los Angeles data. So once I get that, we'll probably next week go over the total sales for February. But We do have your typical looking at the last week. Nothing really exciting. U.S. dollar's rebounding. The floor's up.
Like
Berlin up almost 12%. London up almost 12%. Tokyo up 18.5%, basically.
Nice.
Other than that, been a pretty steady week in Upland. Looking at the biggest disparity between the U.S. dollar floor and the UPEX floor price, Rutherford, once again, we're seeing a huge gap there between your floor price and UPEX, and U.S. dollars creeping up to over 67% there. You got a $15,500 UPEX floor versus a $19.50 floor.
I mean, what immediately catches my attention is Oakland.
Yeah.
Because when you compare, I mean, I guess it's not that big of a difference from Fresno. But again, being the floor, being $3 floor, you know, from a USD perspective, there, I mean, again, not financial advice, but when you're buying at the floor and you're able to kind of operate at a pretty low floor, like, That's a big opportunity. Like, I would much rather be buying in USD for $3, selling for 8,000, you know, UPEX and change in a place like Oakland versus trying to move in Manhattan, where we saw their movement numbers are that San Fran floor is jailed.
San Fran. So it takes a while to go through this, and with all the jail properties, this is just the cheapest right now. And if somebody has a better way to sort through each city floor and tell me which ones are jailed and not, instead of spending an hour or two going through that, I'm more than happy to help bring you on the team to help me with these numbers. But to sort through some of these cities like Buenos and some of these cheaper cities, it's hard to weed out the jail people all the time.
Yeah, honestly, like, Upland, as soon as somebody goes to jail, all of their property should be taken off the market.
Yep.
Full stop. If you aren't allowed to buy them, shouldn't be listed. Take them off the market. Like, this is insane. You're messing up the data. You're degrading the experience for buyers literally in every single city. Like, this is insane. Like,
it's frustrating for people trying to buy stuff or people like us that like to talk about where the floor is sitting and the overall percentage. And
yeah,
help us out.
It's impossible to deal with. Like, yeah, it's a major pain in the toe, Swirly. Yeah, no, come on, Upland. Like, crack down harder. Like, you have to be able to remove this from the sale. This is a front end. Like, this is not, I mean, I guess the sale, it's on the blockchain. That's where you're getting, like, so they can't really manipulate the blockchain. See, this is one of the downsides of a blockchain game, but it is centralized in the sense, like, because what you don't want to have, well, yeah, you know what? I'm okay. If you get jailed, because there's been plenty of times where people get jailed incorrectly, and then they get unjailed, but like, then fine, you have to reset all your sale prices. It's not as easy as just hide the sales, because you got to keep in mind a lot of this data. I mean, yes, from a front end perspective, 100%. The interface in Upland, like, and this should tell you something. If Upland's response is it's too hard for us to hide this in the interface, imagine the frustration as third-party creators trying to sort through this data. If you can't, as the company, manage it in a meaningful way and create an interface that's actually usable for your people, what chance do we have as third-party developers? None. So first of all, that should be a huge red flag for you. Second of all, like, take it all off chain. Like, we trust you with the keys. Like, this isn't 100% decentralized. It's on the chain. And I know that my blockchain people are going to get, like, they're going to get on their pedestals and be like, this is why we need keys to our wallet. No, look, you have access to this. Like, you can take down somebody's sales. You can take down all of their sales. If somebody gets jailed, like, put it in your terms and services. Update your terms and services. Make everybody sign it and say, yep, if you get jailed, know that all of your sales will be removed from the blockchain and not available through Upland's interface. Like, that just needs to be part of your terms and service. Like, you need to remove them from the blockchain. You need to keep it clean, because that's the only way that we can function and scale. Full stop. There you go. And I have not seen one comment in here that has anything to say other than listen and do this, and it's not fun, and we are running into the same issues, and please listen. Yes. And if you want more content or some conversation about it, Upland, you know how to reach me.
Yeah. And that brings up the other thing that I wonder, you know, they Upland set the $3 floor on the US dollar side, but yet you still see lots of properties change hands each month for one UPEX. Do you think there should be an UPEX floor set by Upland, or just leave that one alone?
I don't know. I mean, people sell for like the one, I mean, yeah, one UPEX, because you can like reserve it, or you can make an offer of one UPEX. Are you saying just because it messes with the sales numbers? Honestly, it's easier to filter that out, like filter out like all sub 100 UPEX sales.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get that. Boulder, that's the concession. Like, I get that. I know how hard it is to list stuff. And if you accidentally get this sent to Jen, all your listings get, it would be a huge hassle to relist them all. I don't disagree with that. That is the downside, that if you implement this, there will be certain players who get incorrectly punished. We've seen it. Honestly, I feel like, and maybe that's fair, maybe a certain point, like if you're jailed for more than that, like whatever. But I feel like recently we haven't had as many incorrectly jailed people. If you've been incorrectly jailed, please let us know. Call 1-800 incorrectly jailed. You might be titled to recompensation. No, I haven't heard that be nearly as much of an issue as it was when they first turned on. I think they had an automated system that was doing it that wasn't as robust as it is now. I don't know that that happens as much, but I could be wrong. It is definitely partially automated. I mean, I don't know. I think if you go to jail, rightly or not, chances are you were doing some. I've never heard of anybody going to jail who wasn't doing something that wasn't at least slightly questionable. Now, it might have been completely above board, but I don't know a single player who's ever been jailed that had that wasn't like, oh, I can see why you got jailed. Like, oh, well, we were doing property swaps before that was a thing. And, oh, I did this deal and I bought a bunch of things at 100 UPEX for this and did all these sketchy things. Or I was on the same Wi-Fi as my roommate. I got sent to jail. What did you do, Aaron? What did you do? Mislisting is different. Oh. Yeah, if your wife, your wife plays, we got you, Aaron.
Come on, don't harass our listeners. Aaron, you don't have to take that from Thank Me Later. He's full of it.
No. Yeah, IP, yeah. Anyway.
All right. Looking at the smaller ones, Buenos Aires is actually creeping up, you know, only 40% difference between U.S. dollar floor and the OPEX floor, and you do have some wiggle room on the U.S. dollar floor price.
Well, I hope she's logged into another account watching us on YouTube. You better not be taking numbers away from us, Aaron. You're using one YouTube subscription to watch it with two people. You're taking, you saw his kid. You're taking food out of his mouth. You better get another subscription to YouTube.
Oh. Jeez. How to use the numbers? I don't know what you mean, Maker.
How you use these numbers? These numbers would indicate ones that you would likely want to buy. So the other numbers were things that you would might consider buying for USD if you instead of UPEX and potentially selling for UPEX. So that has a better conversion rate. These numbers show this This delta is ones that would maybe, if you were looking to sell for USD, this is areas where you can buy for UPEX and sell for USD with a better conversion rate. So, like, again, you could buy Detroit for 4,100. Again, there's caveats. A, it's not financial advice. B, markets change all the time. C, that $3 floor is probably deep.
Very deep.
And jailed people. Yeah, so.
Deep in jail people. But even Stockton, that's a newer city that's out, so why not chase that down to a $3 floor? But it's a $4 US dollar floor, 7,000 UPEX. It's another great entry point. And
there are. It's huge. There's a huge number. Huge. Billions and billions. Sorry.
But yeah, Staten Island, Buenos Aires, and Stockton would be good places if you wanted to jump in with your UPEX and then sell it off for U.S. dollar, but not financial advice.
I have a list of jailed people in my life. You're just naming and shaming. Get it, Blue Rain. Hey, Blue, it's going to be in Vegas. We hanging out again? Blue chauffeured us around a little bit on the last day.
Nice. 30-day change, fat-fingered 4 weeks ago for Rutherford. That should have been missed a zero, so it's not as big as it looks there. Only a 9% jump, not a 981% jump. Pretty stable over the last 30 days. Nothing that jumps off the screen to get too excited about. I think Maker's kind of caught behind from where we actually are in the video.
Yeah, I love that. That happened to Cheese last week.
Yeah. All right, bottom 10 city floors. Not everybody's a $3 holler. Staten Island, Buenos, and Bakersfield are above $3 on the U.S. dollar floor. Rio did drop about 19.64%, but once again, you do have jailed accounts in there. And the 30-day change, nothing exciting there either. Looking at sold out, Stockton dropped 24 percentage points there, but that's because they had more properties released. Same with Trenton. Other than that, looking at the sold out percentages, slow and steady market. And that's that for the secondary market update. We do not have DAC and we do not have Mass Chef. Both of them were unavailable tonight, but week three of the Upland Racing League went on and Sam Mahoney ended up taking first place, beating out Matsuda R by just under a second. And KO Ninja came in third place. TB125 finished fourth and Mwagazami and Wanderer 1976 were the finalists for last week's race.
I'm going to spike your water, Goldie.
This week, the race is going to be at the Anthology Puzzles Ithaca Run racetrack. And mind you, this will be the halfway point in the Upland Racing League season for the Pro Series stock car.
I was looking for my little picture magnet from Blue. That's what I was actually looking for.
Oh, yes. And then before I forget, one of our loyal listeners from Estonia wants to give away a property on the show. So we will go hashtag gold if you want a chance at winning a property courtesy of Mulderland. And this is a Queens property. 9139 Gold Road, Queens. Man, KO's not even in the crowd tonight to brag about his decent racing.
I have to clean up my desk. I lost it. I don't know where it went. I keep all my little trinkets together. I got all the little things, like this turtle that Cheese gave me.
Nice. And don't forget to check out Spooky Dookies in Los Angeles, Chicago.
Oh, my God. I know we're going to make a whole dang episode without it.
Nope, never. Oh, there's KO. All right. We'll get to that in a minute. Start collecting comments. Only 17 people want a property? Okay, I'll give it a couple more seconds. Hashtag gold. It's a free Queens property, and all you have to do is put hashtag golden. So South Lake Tahoe is coming. It arrived, and it was the first city that you could only access by driving your car to it.
Dude, which, I will straight up get matching tattoos with some people. Let's get some tattoos, fam. What are we getting? Oh, I was just thinking that. There was a cleanup event needed between my turtle and Goldie's hedgehog. And I made them a little bubble bath in my sink at like 3 in the morning in my hotel. And they're just like taking a little bubble bath together.
Oh, 22 entries. All right. There we go. More people are filing in.
Give them time while they're doing that. Let's talk about this.
Yeah. Did you take part in the South Lake Tahoe release?
I didn't. I was slacking on this. I'm really torn, honestly. Like, okay. I don't think I get it.
What?
I don't think I get the appeal. Okay, when you think of like, and now kudos to the team, like South Lake Tahoe, beautiful place, really interesting, you know, city. First, I get it. But here's the thing. Who cares? It is a resort town, but let's think about this. Why? No. Why am I going to waste my money on something that I don't get? Because here's the thing.
What don't you get?
Okay, so one of the biggest value propositions is things like MetaVentures, right? Mm-hmm. Let's take MetaVentures, for instance. In the real world, a place like Tahoe, a resort town... So a resort town, no. Yes and no, but hear me out. I mean, again, I'm not saying that I'm not going to go buy some stuff there just because also I want the collections, whatever. Oh my gosh, Makers is definitely farther behind and it's dry. It's hilarious. He's
so far behind.
Okay, so hear me out. A resort town. A resort town is where people go. They get away. They drive there. It's an isolated economy, right? And so when you think about like opening up a store in a place like that, you have a captivated audience, and you also have a reason to go there because it's like a vacation. There's a reason to go there, unless there are exclusive events, unless there is something truly unique and valuable from a gaming perspective. This?
So let me guess. You want to know the why ahead of time. They can't drag anything out. They can't surprise you later. You want everything up front.
I mean, you can. You can. I just go, it doesn't interest me. Because honestly, historically, these cities, like the Rutherfords, the Santa Claras, again, treasure hunting, okay, fine. But that doesn't really appeal to me. And if I'm being honest, like driving there is a huge barrier. So MetaVentures, to me, without having a universal MetaVenture listing capability, is going to be just more expensive. If I'm going to buy something there, I have to either have it shipped. I'm not going to be able to easily get there. So there's no chance I'm ever buying anything from this place. You open a MetaVenture there, good luck. Like, you're just not going to have any sales because you're not going to have people sitting there, and it's not going to be easy to get to. So from a core gameplay perspective, it doesn't match real world. Like, there's a lot of benefits to go to South Lake Tahoe. It's a resort town. There's a lot of reasons to open up a business there. You have trapped audience, like, you have to buy local, etc. Those things don't apply to a virtual game. Even though it's like lakeside property, like, okay, but like, you don't really enjoy the view in the game. Like, so for me, I don't get it. I don't get the appeal to it. The city is small. I don't see it having. And again, when you do a smaller release like this, that also means that the neighborhoods are going to be greatly fractured. No one individual player is buying up a mass swath of a neighborhood, right? You're not going to have the same kind of diversity in like bigger nodes, like in an LA market or Florida, anything like that. No sales fees. You can enter all, like, I
mean, it's the it's the first resort town. It's the first one that you can travel by car. They have something planned for it. They're not going to pick.
Really?
There's something coming. They just didn't tell us ahead of time. There's something coming.
I think. Wait, mark your comment. Which comment? Hold on. Would be hot. Okay, let's see. Would be hot if you can mine sparklet in car only cities. You can mine. Yeah, that's never going to happen. You know what? You know what? That sounds exactly like y'all. You know what you all sound like right now? Fresno. Oh, we got to buy Fresno. It's the first tier. They got all these big areas. Oh, they're definitely going to have something planned for it. Oh, you're going to be able to mine spark. Oh, you're going to be able to do all this stuff. Guess what? 4 years later, nada. None of that.
But that was the thing that people missed there with Fresno. Yeah, they were all saying the big properties, but when early on in Upland, when they talked about mining, it was always talked about in the wastelands. They never said, come to Fresno, it's a wasteland, exactly. And you're going to be able to mine.
So sure as hell it's not going to be in South Lake Tahoe. Mark, I gave you your comment. I already said, look, here it is. Look, there you go. Yeah. No, it's not going to happen. You could put it there. That's not going to happen. They're not going to have any sort of mining anything in South Lake. And now if they do it just to spite me, I'm happy with that too. Good on you. But like the reality is it's a gimmick city, much like other things.
I got it starred, cheese. And we'll come back to it.
I'm going to delete like it. After that. I'm deleting it. After
don't delete show. It. Stop triggering, no. Cheese. The trigger is triggering. So you think it's a gimmick. I think that they have something planned.
I don't. So, what do you think they have planned? What are they going to do and why?
They're going to do magic shows and it's going to amaze all of us. I don't know. I haven't had time to think. I haven't had time. I haven't had time to think about it.
That escalated quickly.
You see? I told you. Yeah, there's so many other places. I mean, you can take your boats up the Hudson River, or you can land your planes in the Hudson River, whatever you choose. But yeah,
None of that's happening. None of that's happening.
Yeah, I just haven't had the time to really think about what they could do. Is it a tier 3? Yeah, it's a tier 3.
Yeah.
So once again, you don't like a city release. You think it's just like San Francisco all over again. I mean, you were minting San Francisco when there was nothing to do but mint.
Uh-huh.
So what's different with Tahoe?
We know more now.
Oh.
I would mint strategically very different knowing what I know now. And I sure as heck wouldn't be minting in Tahoe. I mean, I'm not minting in Tahoe. I think that Upland has showed historically they do a terrible job of barrier, like the wow, man, what is he always say? Dirk always say, like the friction, the game of the friction, the gaming friction, like how like oh you have to move things and you're putting in that real life friction, right? That's like where they have 1/5 move speed, etc. Right? I think it's too much friction. I don't see any benefit. I don't see a bunch of really cool shops opening up. You own a shop in Rutherford. How, like, not you, but like, if you own a shop in Rutherford, how's that doing? You making a lot of sales? You own a racetrack in Rutherford. How's that doing? You getting a lot of races? Like, the primary game right now, like, where it's shifting is racing, is Meta Ventures, is Layer 2, it's neighborhood scores. None of that's going to be in a Tier 3 drive-only city. So, and also, how do you get, are there FSA properties here? Can there be FSA properties? How do you have a car? How do you have a car but you're FSA?
I don't know.
So how is, like, so all of, maybe that's a trap. Maybe this is just a trap city, because if you buy an FSA property here, you cheated. Because somebody gave you a car, you cheater.
No, you can, I mean, you can be FSA and have a car.
Seems very unlikely.
Because your car doesn't count towards your net worth.
Oh. Sneaky, sneaky. Hey. Oh, yeah. You got to start there. And yeah, how are you getting the, how are you getting the UPEX on your account? I guess you could just go and buy. Anyway, that's not happening. No one starts. Oh, yeah, yeah. And it's not 100,000 anymore. I don't know. I don't know. I see a lot of, I'm glad. I mean, they talked about, I'm surprised at how quick it came out. Right. I will say that. I am very surprised how quick they came out. And like, they were like, oh, there'll be drivable cities. And I'm like, that seems, I had already thought it was stupid. Like, I'm not going to lie. I was like, that's a stupid gimmick. Like a drive only city. I already hate how hard it is to get to cities. I actually was like, yay, driving. We'll make, like, being over in Manhattan, I can just drive. Although, like, having to have cars in the cities is a whole nother issue. But, like, hey, here's a, like, I don't get it. If you get it, if you see the value, cool, go for it. I will probably buy a couple secondary market. I know URL. I know those guys were looking at doing a racetrack. Yeah, Swirly, of course the release was smooth. There were six people there.
There were more than six people there.
Like, yeah, it's real smooth when only one-fifth of the population can even get to the city. Like, yeah. It's kind of nice. Is that true? That the top speed affects how long it takes to get there? I thought it was
Right now it's just a straight.
Yeah, Happy Jack. I don't think that's true. That would be cool, though. That'd be cool if we could, like, race. I'd be like, yeah. Like, Gumball 3000 style.
Like the race to Wall Street.
I know. That's what, you know what? I was trying. These didn't stop me from being hangry. I want sugar. That's what I want. I want some damn sugar. Yeah, I checked my cars. All different. Happy Jack says he checked his cars. They're all different.
Really?
Dang. Oh, it currently does. They'll fix it soon. Upland, A, why don't you fix stuff that's actually broken? And B, don't fix something that's almost kind of a feature. Jesus.
Man, you are hangry tonight.
Anyway, I mean, I don't know. I don't like pandering for the sake of pandering. If somebody can give me a good thing other than, I feel like they might do something cool with it. Like, no. Sorry.
So you have no faith.
I don't have any reason to have faith in this. There's no reason. They weren't like, oh, you better get on it. There's going to be something cool coming down the line. They're just like, hey, here's a city that you can only get to with a car. Okay.
Gotcha.
Cool.
Now, they did do... So you didn't like Tahoe, you can only get to a car. Now, they did have the minting challenge that you'll get a waterfront property. They reserved several of them, and they will reward some players. And it was the 20th mint, the first mint, the 8th mint, the 15th, and the 5th mint. You'll have a chance to win one of the properties.
That's kind of cool.
And I figured you'd finally go to one of these because, you know, you got the Mint Master badges going on.
I spent all my damn money on Spark Tycoon.
Well, there is that.
If I had any UBEX left, I put it all in Spark Tycoon, renting Spark and playing Spark Tycoon. City Binger got number 8 grats.
And then they had the exclusive Lake Tahoe ranch house you could have built till Monday morning to help you get your fingerprint badge.
Let me be very clear, Cheese. I hope they do something really cool with it for all of you. Like, for the entire community. Because anytime they do something cool in the game is a win for everybody. I don't need to be a part of every single cool thing they drop. I hope that they do something super cool with NFLPA. Because all the people who invested in it deserve something cool. I hope they do something cool with soccer. Because all the people that invested in soccer deserve something cool with it. I hope that they do something super cool, fun, and unique for South Lake Tahoe. For all of you that drove there and participated in. And that's a true story. Like, I'm not jealous. I would be nothing but happy for everybody. So I do hope that they do something cool with it. Personally, I don't think that they will. So I didn't drive. And also, I didn't have any UPEX because Spark Tycoon. But yeah. Hey, look, I'm all about cool stuff coming to the game. I'm impressed at how quick they put out a drive-only city. It's not me. I don't see it. And that's my job is to say what I like, what I don't like. I don't like it. I don't get it.
And that's fine.
And if the Upland team wants to come on and explain it, I would love to have somebody from the Upland team come and tell me why I should be more excited about a drive-only city.
Oh, wow. I'm about to have a MetaVenture close because I didn't pay 0.3 UPEX. I'll go pay that right now. That would be bad to get shut down over that.
Facts. What if you go to Tahoe and then sell your car? Stuck.
All right. We do have, still only 28. All right. We still got that property to give away. So we have... gold. Shaqtalyn.
Hey, look at that. Our very own Shaqtalyn. Shaq Attack.
I will let Milderland know that you are the winner.
If there is an SLT badge, would you feel differently? Yes.
Yep. I'll let him know you're the winner and have him contact you for the property.
But here's the thing, and here's the thing that I will be salty about, is if you don't do retroactive badges, don't be like, oh, well, yeah, we there was a secret badge event. Don't do that crap. That's stupid. Congrats if there is like a secret badge thing, like, but that's dumb. The whole point is to if it's to drive people like me to go participate in an event, you have to tell us about it beforehand. So we participate in it. If you announce it after the fact, it's stupid.
There's going to be a driver badge for those who minted in South Lake Tahoe.
I don't believe you just made that up.
Yeah, it's Ka-Chow. It's Ka-Chow. Come on. Ka-Chow, are you going to Vegas? Would love to meet Ka-Chow too. He was one of the first winners on the podcast. He won an Alamo Square property from us.
Dang.
You don't remember a lot. That's right. You don't remember names either. So.
Well, I remember Ka-Chow because I made Ka-Chow one of the very few director NFTs.
Oh, yeah.
It was this little Sasquatch taking pictures. Ka-Chow, Ka-Chow, Ka-Chow. Yeah.
And about crash the...
it crashed because I didn't understand how to, like, I was putting, like, 4K videos on Giphys, essentially, like, and uploading them to NFTs, to Atomic Hub. Oh, might miss the first toe badge.
You know you won't miss that.
I mean, again, like, I fed my totems to get my totem badge. Like, if you tell me that there's a badge that I can get, I'm going to more or less try to get it. So again, if they wanted me to participate, they could have been like, hey, Anybody who mints in the first 24 hours of this city is going to get an exclusive driver's badge. Like, I bet I would have driven there. Now, 100% would have driven there.
Speaking of totems, do you think it's weird that there's been this much radio silence before the second cycle?
Because the gap is one thing. The pure silence is almost deafening. Why is there, has there been any, like, retrospective, like, has there been any, hey, here's what, you know, the output was, the number of people that participated, the number of protom in, the number of protom out, that, like, where's our analytics? Like, that, I mean, this has been weeks. We have no announcements, no updates, no anything.
Yeah, very, like, strange.
Top protom owners, earners, like, who, like, nothing?
And I just thought they were going to be, like, maybe a week or two off between while they analyze the data, see if there's any tweaks, or even just saying, hey, we know we looked at some things and we got to tweak some stuff, so give us a couple weeks before we jump into a cycle two.
Yeah, like, I honestly forgot about totems. Like, that's, like, that's how, like, I was like, oh, yeah. It is very bad how little communication there has been about totems, honestly. Like, again, even a small update, like, hey, we're still looking at the numbers, or, like, again, why is it taking so long? Like, now it actually has me even questioning it more now that I think about it. Like, wait, yeah, that's weird. What's the price of totems? How is this affecting? Are you selling totems at this point? Are the values going down? Because, I mean, come on. Totems comps were bad before and after. That's actually not untrue as well. Yeah, so Upland Totem team, get it together. You're leaving us in the lurch and we don't like it. I mean, overall, I guess comms has kind of not have been historically Upland's strong point, but.
Right.
Yeah. The totem comms is eerily silent. Because now for sure it's going through Genesis week, right?
Oh, yeah. They said they were going to do 5 cycles, so that's 5 months of it.
Yeah, but it started in January.
Right.
So, like, there was a chance it was before Genesis week.
Yeah, it's going to go past Genesis week now.
Totem floor is $36 and not moving. What was it mint? 40?
55?
Oof.
65.
What's the UPEX floor? Anybody know what the UPEX floor is?
UPEX track them.
Anyway. Yep.
All right, you got anything else before we get
started? Cycle each Rock Rico. Cycle is each January, didn't we tell you?
Congratulations. Well done. Yes. All right. Anything else before we get out of here for the week?
No.
All right. So everybody, make sure you get, well, early bird sold out because your general admission. Come see us in Vegas and come hang out. It will be a good time. God. Stop. Why? All right. Anyway, come hang out in Vegas. Get your tickets now. It's going to be a fun time. Until next week, everybody be safe. Have fun. See you in the metaverse.
The Upland Podcast with the property expert. If it's happening in Upland, it's the place you want to check first. With your host, too stupid to win and thank me later. Bringing a strategy, news, and cool charts with all the data. This is Upland, where the metaverse goes down. Genesis, San Fran, Rio, and all around. Don't miss a week, you never know what they'll say next. It's the Upland Property Experts, baby, you people.